Trusting you, yes, to obeying you. My soul says yes. Well, good evening, everyone, wherever you may be. You're tuned in to the Six Eyes Motivational Monday with yours truly. Who am I? I'm just a servant of the Most High, but my mama named me Kenneth. They call me Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. I'm blessed to be able to come before you wherever you are now to share some inspirational thoughts with you from the Word of Truth. This month, the month of May, our emphasis is on the word unity. So the monthly emphasis is unity is necessary. Going to say it one more time. Unity is necessary. If you are in a family now, it's necessary for the husband and the wife to be on one accord. It's necessary for the children to fall in line with the parents. Unity is necessary. If you're playing sports and you're on a team, the more cohesiveness or the more together that team comes together, plays together, utilizing and knowing one another's skill. The Bible says, know them that labor among you. Knowing one another's ability, the stronger that they are that way, give them the greater possibility of winning. So when you and I line up with the will of God, it don't just give us the possibility of winning. When we line up to the will of God, it's a guaranteed win. Amen, somebody. I read the end of the book, The Devil Lose, We Win. Hey, good evening, everyone. God bless you, 901. God bless you, 440. God bless you. Ooh, several in 440 tonight and quite a few out there in 216. Amen. God bless each of you. I thought I saw 404, but amen. God bless all of you that's tuned in this evening. We got some good music for you coming, and I have we're going to deal with unity, amen, from a spiritual aspect. Amen, amen. I'm going to play this a throwback from the Mississippi Mass Choir. Grace and mercy. This is for my older crowd. God's grace and mercy.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. For moment because of you, I wanna thank you and praise you too. A sinner like me to tell the world salvation is free. There were times when I just didn't do right.
Amen. If he did it before, he can do it again. Once again, greetings, each of you by the very means of internet radio. God bless you for coming in on this evening. I pray that something I say and something that I do on this program tonight will encourage you to be the best version of you, will encourage you to go out and get what God has for you, will encourage you to live your best life, because someone is watching how you live your life so that they can follow the pattern they see you. Amen. Many times people, the only Bible they really read is the Bible in us that are called believers. Those of us that say we read the Word of God, we're teaching the Word of God, we're preaching the Word of God. And so many times people only follow what they see in us. And I pray that they're seeing the right thing in me and the right thing in you. Amen. Once again, God bless you for joining us on this evening. We're talking about unity on tonight. We're picking up where we left off on yesterday. And we're going to deal with the subject, unity. And before I open up the mics, I want to just share this. How do you promote unity in the body of Christ? As believers, how do we promote unity in the body of Christ? Well, number one, let's just start doing the simplest thing, and let's greet everybody, everyone. Let's not be so deep and so stuck up and so self-absorbed that we can't just say good morning. Somebody say good morning to you, you ain't got to start speaking in tongues. Oh, thanks, oh, glory, heaven. No, just have a simple, hey, how you doing? I'm doing well. Are you doing well? Or whatever. Have a simple conversation. Amen. So greet everyone, especially new converts. Amen. If you're in a church and you got new members coming and new people joining, please be nice to them. Take time to learn their name. Oh, yeah, you got a new neighbor moved into the neighborhood. I ain't talking about way on the end of the block, but they one or two houses from your house or one or two doors away from your apartment door. There's nothing wrong with you saying, hey, neighbor, my name is, and welcome to the neighborhood. We fellowship at that's that church. Do you have a local fellowship here? Well, if you don't, we'd like to invite you to ours. Have a simple conversation, and you'll be surprised how just that one act can cause a big, major difference in the world. Step number two, be faithful. Be faithful to God. Be faithful as a believer. Be faithful at home and while you're visiting others, while you're out and about. Be faithful. If you say that you're a leader in the church, be faithful. Be that a leader. You've been saved for 20 years. Well, you're not a babe in Christ. We don't expect 20-year-old adults to behave as if they were 12. We expect that at some point of time there should be a level of maturity that took place and caused them to behave better. And by this time, you know, we're supposed to have a greater level of faith. So be faithful at home. Amen. Number three, as believers, I know sometimes we get caught up with the crowd, but let's avoid jokes and comments that are offensive. Mm-hmm. Or court joking, you know, going a little bit too far. Amen. Let's avoid those. Let's avoid jokes and comments that tear people down or tear other people down. May not tear no one in that circle down, but it certainly tear down other people. And remember, God so loved the world. Mm-hmm. While we was yet sinners, Christ died. So let's kind of get away from that big I, little you type syndrome, okay? So let's be mindful of that. Number four, see opportunity to serve and include everyone. See opportunity to include your neighbor, your friend, your new church member into your program. And do you go to Sunday school? I invite them to your Sunday school class if they're in the same age category. Invite them out. Invite them to the church outings. Be the one that say, hey, did you see the bulletin board with the church outing? We're going to main event. We're going to be bowling. We're going to be doing this. We want you. Do you know how to bowl? Well, me neither. Come on out anyway. Let's have just some good, clean fellowship. You know, sometimes as church members, we can be so focused about the walls on the inside of the walls of the church, till we forget that we don't live in the church because we are the church. And so we need to come out of those four walls and interact with the world and allow the world to see us behaving better. See, we can go out and have a good time, laugh and joke without being nasty, without being perverted, and without being drunk and without getting high. It's amazing how some people in the world say they are having a good time, but in order for them to have a good time, they got to get a drink of three or four in their system first. They got to do a line of coke or do a shot of heroin or something else they got to do, hit that joint. They got to do something. And my statement to them is, if your world is so good, why you keep trying to escape it? Why you keep got to go to another place to enjoy it? And see, we as believers, glory to God, we have an opportunity to show our unified front as believers because we know our destination. We know where we're going. And it's not for us to rub it in nobody's face now. I remember a time that when during the Super Bowl, when either the quarterback or the running back, whichever play caused the game to be won, or the person that was the VIP that in the game, they would do this big commercial on them. They say, "You just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do?" Either me and my family, we're going to Disneyland, you know, and then all the little sparkles and confetti just pop out, and then they start showing Disneyland and talk about Mickey and Minnie and all those people that's going to be a part of it. And if you've never been to Disneyland or Disney World, just the mere fact that they was talking about it with so excitement. You may not be a person that like amusement rides, but you want to go there for the scenery. You want to be there for that excitement. What type of excitement have we talked about concerning heaven, concerning being a kingdom kid? If our cry is, well, we me, then we have done a bad representation of promoting the kingdom of God. So let our unified front be that when we talk about the kingdom, we talk about it with excitement. So we look for opportunity to share and to serve. Amen. Show that hospitality. Let them know just because you are ordained this or that don't mean you can't serve them. Amen, somebody. And number five, and I'm done, and we're going into testimony service at this moment. I'm going to open up everybody live, give you an opportunity to say hello and give a testimony if you like, or just a feedback on these five statements I just gave. Amen. Number five, build genuine friendship. Let's not be fake. Let's be real. The Bible said, if you desire a friend, you must first show yourself friendly. Sometimes we're lonely because we haven't done the thing to avoid loneliness, and that is to be a friend, to be caring, to be concerned about others. And just because they're sharing their story don't mean you have to share your story. Sometimes it's just important to listen. To listen and then pray. Before you go in and Father, pray. Ask God for the words to say. Ask God how to encourage the right way. Oftentimes we don't pray. We give advice that sound like cliches. And most people have heard cliches before, and they figure, well, they have no real hope. They really don't care. So let's be genuine. Now, at this time, I see a couple of you all that already got your hand raised, and nevertheless, I'm opening up all the mic because I want to give everybody the opportunity to say hello and good evening. So as I open up your mic, if you just want to say hello, come on in and say hello.
Hello, Daddy.
Hey, how you doing, Sister Emily? God bless you.
Hey, Pastor Bonnie.
Hey, Sister Lila, haven't heard your voice. And well, I heard your voice the other day because I had snuck on the other program and I heard you. But y'all didn't hear me. I was just listening in. But good to hear your voice just the same. God bless you.
Good evening, everyone. Hello,
all right. Hey, that sounds like Brother Charles. There he is. Mr.
Yes, sir. How's everyone?
We're doing well. I'm doing well. I got to speak for myself. I am doing very well. I'm healthy. My name made the woke list.
Amen.
I am live. This is not a recording.
Yes.
At this time.
Okay. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, everybody have a great show. I will be listening.
All right. Got a couple more people
great
on that. Anybody
you,
else want
to?
Good to hear everybody.
I'd have to call me in, both.
Yeah, you can call in. 424-243-9617.
I know the number.
Okay.
You got that?
Hey, Brother Six.
Hello, Lila. How are you?
Yes, Sister Lila. Haven't been on for a while, so I thought I'd give a holler out to everybody.
Well, good to hear from you, and welcome back from Hawaii.
I ain't at Hawaii. Was that Hawaii? Can you wish?
I thought you were. Okay, I thought you was in Hawaii. All right.
No, I was just kind of playing some hooky on the show.
Ah, okay. Amen.
She was doing some
I kind of had to give the show a break for a while. I've been through some stress and stuff like that, so I needed to kind of have some me time, so
okay, well, I
gave it a break
everything works
for a while.
Amen. For everything works out for you. want to say condolences. My friend lost her husband of 25 years, so we just want to send out condolences for her family and give strength and comfort for her and the kids at the typical time. I'm going on mute. God bless. I'll be listening.
And same with Sister Emily, too, guys.
Okay. Amen.
Because Sister Emily lost two special little babies yesterday.
Yep.
Condolences.
All right. Our condolences to those family that are bereaving, have a co-worker, someone in the business with me. Her father just passed over the weekend. And so we definitely want to send our prayers out to those that may be grieving at this time, those that their loved one has gone on, to see what the end is going to be. And so I encourage us that are still remaining to carry on and fulfill what God has for us to do, so that that one great day, to those that will be there in glory, we'll be able to see them one more time. Or see them again, rather, not just one more time, but be able to see them again. So once again, thank everybody for saying hello. Now, before I close all your mic.
Hello?
Yeah. Before I close the mic, I was going to say, is there any testimonies out there? I hear your brother, Ken. So it's on you, sir.
Well, I just wanted to say, you were talking about at the end of your thing there about being showing yourself friendly. Well, it also works two ways. Also, as Jesus said, as you would that men should do to you, do ye to them likewise. So, I mean, when someone's treating you like a friend, you got to reciprocate a little bit there. And remember, the Bible does say, I found this out from the hard way. The Bible says, the rich has many friends, but the poor is hated of his neighbor. And I found that out the hard way. So, hey, you could be as friendly as you want, but when you're in that situation, you find out real quick who your real friends are. So all you could do is keep being friendly, and if they don't want to be, well, that's on them, and let God have them.
Amen to that, Missionary Wolfgang.
Amen. 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 Anyone else? Anyone else? I'd love to give you an opportunity to speak in the beginning of the program so that while I'm teaching, there's less interruption, and I just really like to have feedback from you all. We're talking about unity is necessary. Can you think of something that you cannot do without help from others?
That's a lot. Go ahead, Rochelle.
Hey, how y'all doing? I was trying to speak earlier. I didn't know if my phone was working, but I want to say hello to everybody.
Hello, how you doing? It's good to hear your voice.
Good. Hello, how you doing? How you doing, Pastor Bonnie?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You heard your song dedication?
We did.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Well, I ain't going to play it again. you can go on demand and to the iHeartRadio, and you can type in 6i Space Radio, and it will give you our broadcast, and you'll be able to listen to this show from the beginning.
Hey, Pastor Bonnie, I do have one thing I wanted to ask, and it's for the show, okay? Can you do a thing on the deaf ear?
Deaf ear?
The deaf ear, like a preaching on the deaf ear?
Okay.
If you would, and let me know when that's going to happen, Missionary Wolfgang.
Okay.
I could do a study on that on Wednesday night sometime, because we take topics on Wednesday nights because of the switch that's going to be happening on the Friday night show. Since that's being discontinued and moved to the Wednesday night show, I'm looking for topics. So, yeah, I could I'll put that in the roster, and I'll let you know.
Yeah, thank you, Missionary Wolfgang, because I wanna learn about that really bad.
All right.
Thank
well,
you very much,
you
too.
We got you on that, Dale. Yeah.
Right.
All right. So I got a notation on that. All right, once again, has everyone had an opportunity to say hello, ask a question, give a comment, tell a testimony? I haven't heard any
testimony.
Uh-huh.
I got a testimony today, and Missionary King can back me up on this one.
All right.
I got a call from my payee's office, which told that my SSI check hadn't been deposited into the account for her. So in turn, I take it upon myself, call Social Security, found out why, and I gave her, I was going to blast her, but God took and told me to shut my mouth and just be nice.
Uh-huh.
And I left her a message for tomorrow when she comes in to please get a hold of Social Security. Let them know the correct address for me and this and that so that my check could start back up, because otherwise the bill for my storage unit as well as my dad's is going to be on him, and I don't feel that's fair. He's got enough on his plate being in the hospital on dialysis and everything. He don't need that extra little bit of stress at all.
Okay. And that is true.
Amen to that, Sister Emily.
Amen. So, well, the first thing is we thank God that he helped you tame your tongue. Amen. Sometimes we can make situations worse by adding in our 2 cents. And so we have to be mindful. Amen. So we thank God for it. All righty. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love you. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Amen. Amen. No texting while driving. Very dangerous. Even just talking on the telephone sometimes can get you distracted. I was talking to Six a couple weeks ago, and backing up, did not realize there was something attached to the pole I was backing up to, and backed up to it, and put a dent in my tailgate of my truck. So we have to pay attention while we're on the road. Let's be careful. Let's take safety precautions while we're driving, because we're not on the road alone. Amen. We're on the road with others, and we never know the mind frame of those that we're on the road with. So let's really consider when we are driving, those of us that still drive. Amen. All right. Let me go into my board is freezing up. So let me go into my text for tonight. Those of you that have your Bibles, now, just a quick recap. Tonight we're going into Ephesians, and we're going to read Ephesians 4. But before we do that, we're just going to do a little recap to put us in that unity mode again from yesterday. One thing about the Word of God is, we don't have to feel like we have to reinvent the wheel. We can trust the Word. A lot of times, as preachers, we can be tempted to want to try to share something new. But I found out that many times we need refreshers, reminders. So when the Bible tells us to encourage one another in our holy faith, we don't have to make up nothing. We don't have to invent something. Just resound the truth that we know. Prize by sharing certain truths, how contagious it can become. Just the conversation by itself. On yesterday, I started the program, the message, talking about unity, the power of unity, even in a bad situation. Yeah. Most of us know the story of the Tower of Babel in Genesis chapter 11, how that the people was unified and was doing something for their own name, not for God, was doing something for their own glory, not for God. Actions were so unified to nobody argue about who was going to make the brick, who was going to gather the slime. There was no fighting about the size of the brick. Everyone came together in unity to build that city and the tower that they was going to build. And because of that, their misguided direction, God saw the people and said, this people is one. And because they're one, nothing shall be withheld from them. Wow. So that tells you the power of unity, even in wrongdoing. So unity has power within itself. Some of y'all may remember the movie about the new version of the Planet of the Apes. And the new version, the main character of the ape was telling one of the orangutans, telling them, or he told him that as a one stick, you was easy to break. But he pulled together like three sticks, and he couldn't break it easy. And he was showing him the example of unity. I said, God, Lord, help us if animals ever got that smart. They'll just run us off because we tearing up the planet. They want to live. But it was profound because unified, even though they was outgunned, they was able to outmaneuver and get the advantage for a moment. And so unity, the Word of God tells us, where God sees unity, there he commands the blessing. So there's power in unity, okay? So we identified unity as being the state of being united as one. So in unity, there is no singleness of a person, but it is the collective as a whole. And so it's the state of being one. Y'all remember Drumline? One beat, one sound. And when that one sound is together, how many of y'all live by junior high schools or high school that may have a band? And the school may be about 2-3 miles away from your house. Isn't it amazing how that snare drum sound travels from 3 miles down the road to your home? The collectiveness of the one sound. I had the benefit of going to a Promise Keepers meeting years ago, back when I was in Florida. And the Promise Keepers meeting was a men's fellowship. It was geared to men coming together and being committed as men to be men of their homes, to man up in their society, and so on. And I was in Florida there, and the stadium that we was in, it was about 70,000 men, over 70,000 men together in this stadium. And we all began to worship God together. There was a point in the worship where the sound, Brother Charles, it resonated in the heavens because we was in an open stadium. And being that it was before it became the Altel Stadium, it was still the Gator Bowl before they transformed it. So it was only about 70, a little more than 70,000 people there. And when I tell you the sound that made the world of a difference, nobody made us go to choir rehearsal, but that sound of unity as we began to praise God together, you can hear it just resonate, an echo in the sky. It was so awesome. The power of unity, an army that's unified, can overcome any invasion. There's something about unity that truly makes the difference. Back in the early days of the apostles, as they was building and developing the church, the people was united, and those that had more than enough sold and gathered things together to give to the apostles so that the apostles would distribute to those that had need. The power of unity. The power of unity will go in where there a tsunami has hit and bring aid to those that were misplaced, those that didn't have any hope. The power of unity. It is when we come together collectively do we truly affect change in our world. is when we come together in one accord with one purpose, can we truly accomplish so much? So the power of unity, it is when we are in the state of oneness. So they got. I have a question. What state are you in? Don't you say Ohio. Don't you say it. Don't you do it. What state are you in? Amen. Are we in a state of unity? Are we in a state of unbelief? Are we in a state of doubt? What state are we in? Food for thought. That's just all food for thought. Let's move right along. I guess I talk so much the screen. Well, he's talking. All right, there we go. Amen. Now, do you have your Bible? I told you need to have your Bible on your smartphone. Otherwise, you don't have a smartphone. You have a what? Heathen phone, a dumb phone. But let's make that phone smart today. Download from your app store a Bible on your phone so that whenever you are looking through social media, you could stop and take a moment and hear and read what God has for you. That's right. I said hear or read. For us that's sighted, we can read. For those of us that's tired and our eyes don't want to read, you can hear. Those that are challenged in sight, you can hear. Because the Bible is downloaded on audio, so you can hear it as well. Amen. Amen. Now, if you want to go in further than that, call Missionary Ken and get your one on Braille. But get ready. It's a big, 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 big book, several volumes. Amen. For those of you that want to be in-depth, amen. I'm quite sure Missionary Ken got one of those volumes ready for you. Amen. Our reading tonight, again, is coming out of Ephesians chapter 4. Now, to all my King James Version lovers, forgive me tonight, but I won't be reading King James tonight. I may reference it here and there, but I want to read this from a different translation. I studied it today, revisited it on three different other translations just to get a current feel for this. And so let's do this again, Ephesians chapter 4. And we're just going to pick up there in verse 1. And the NIV, New International, Paul is writing here, and he says, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. We stop there, and I know this was part of my message a few weeks ago, but one of the biggest challenges for believers is we don't believe that we have a call in the kingdom of God. We don't believe that there's purpose, or we don't know our purpose. It's a dangerous thing for us that have been saved for more than 5 years. If you've been saved any length of time, it is truly time for you to know that God has a plan for your life and that you're in this season, in this generation for such a time to make an impact in this world. And so you must have that understanding that God didn't do anything by accident. You didn't oops up one day and just happen to be here. Irregardless to what your mama and daddy said, God had a plan for your arrival. And so because God had a plan for that, you now have wealth or worth in the body of Christ. When you think about the human body, you think first, you know, when a child is born, most parents, they look at the hand and say, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, okay, 5 on that one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, okay, he got 5 toes, 5 on that one, and 5 on that one, that's 10, he got 5 fingers, he got 5 on that one, 5, and he got 10, whew. And before they go any further, they check the physical aspect, not knowing that there can be defects under the surface, but we simply look at the outer. Well, the body of Christ has parts, and just like you will sit there and of your child. Because they're important to you, that your child has all of their parts, irregardless to how much one part will be used more or less, you want them to have all their parts. Well, you and I are another part of the body of Christ. So you may be a pinky. You may be a thumb. You may be a pointing finger. You may be a ring finger. You may be the big toe, the small toe. You may be the elbow or the funny bone. And something about when you hit the funny bone, it's not funny at all. But that just may be you. Amen. So all of us have our uniqueness in God, and we are not to be the same. Although on my left hand I have a thumb and 4 fingers, and on my right hand I have a thumb and 4 fingers, and I write with my left hand, and my right hand has the same mobility, but yet I cannot write as evenly or as correctly as I do with the left. Now, don't mean my right is bad. It doesn't mean that my right don't have worth, because I play golf and I play it from the right hand position. When I used to catch baseball, I caught with my left hand, even though I have to throw with my left hand. So I had to learn how to catch with the right hand so I didn't have to change my glove each time. There's some things in the body that we have to learn, but we don't throw none of them away. Throw away your big toe because you stomped it on the table. You try not to say some words, Sister Emily, that want to come out your mouth. You try not to say those unpleasant words, and you go sit down somewhere, and you say, "Oh Lord, have mercy," amongst other things, and you're praying that There's no blister on it, no blood clot on it, or anything like that, or you didn't break the toenail. That's going to be another aggravation. But you don't cut the toe off. And so many times, we, the body of Christ, when we see somebody hurting, we're quick to cut them off. That's not fair. That's not being unified. None of us will just cut off our body part without just cause. And I say just cause because if I had gangrene in my foot, they would have to amputate my foot because the disease has overtaken it to a point that if it is not separated, it will contaminate the rest of the body. What we do with unbelievers, those that will not obey the word of God, we cut them out, not because we think we're better than them, but we don't give them influence to the rest of the body. And that's why, as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I believe the Bible to be the only written infallible word of God. It has the final authority concerning the words of, concerning God, period. Not me as a preacher or as a prophet, the word of God does. And so we stand on that in unity. Why? Because it is that unity that brings us together. Let me go on and read. Verse 2 says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another. Now, we were talking earlier about being friendly. Number 5. Here it is in Scripture. Be completely humble. Don't be high-minded because you got a ring finger, you know. You got a little bling on and somebody else don't. You make a little bit more money than they do, they don't. Christ still loves them just like he loves you. Matter of fact, the materialism that a person has nothing to do with the love that God has for them. And let's be clear, just because you have stuff, just because you have a big house, nice cars, do not mean that God loves you any better than he loves anyone else, even the homeless. That is not what God loves is predicated on concerning us. The Bible said he commanded his love towards us. So in spite of us, God said, I'm going to love you. That means he took his own free will and commanded it to just love us. That's good news for us. That means simply, if we read Ephesians 5, and we got to the point and said that it will seal us to the day of redemption. His love for us will seal us. His love for us can keep us. That's how great his love is for us. Let me keep on reading. So it says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. You know, sometimes we bear one another, but are we doing it in love or are we doing it murmuring and complaining? Amen, somebody. Make every effort to be, to keep the unity. Here's the commandment. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bonds of peace. In other words, me and you are in the same committee, but I think we need to do this next event this way. You say we need to do it that way. There's no sense of us falling out with one another. because you had a thought to do one thing, and I had a thought to do another thing. So oftentimes, we allow subtle differences to divide us. And so instead of accomplishing what God wanted us to accomplish, we're so divided that we do nothing, that we don't help the people that need it to be helped. And that is the warning for us in the text, that we make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bonds of peace. There is, and here's the explanation, there is one body and one Spirit. Just as you are called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in. That's why I wanted to read this version for those of you that kind of know these, thous, and those, and all that stuff kind of throw you a little bit. I wanted to read this because it was very clear, with no misunderstanding. Verse 7 says, but to each one of us, of who? Somebody say me. But they say us. I mean, I'm included, you included, we all included. You know, like they say, you get a house, you get a house. You get salvation, you get salvation, you get salvation. There's grace for you, there's grace for you. Yeah, 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 there's grace even for you. There's grace for us. So, but to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ appointed it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascend mean, except that he also descended to the lower heavenly region? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fulfill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave, and this is where we get our fivefold ministry from. And some of you have heard that term, that fivefold ministry. Well, here it is. And Christ himself gave apostles, that's one, prophets, that's two, the evangelists, that's three, the pastor, that's four, and teachers, that's five. Now, he gave these things, and we know these are administrative gifts, administratively in these areas. So all of these are for a cause. So administratively, he gave this to equip his people for works of service. If you say that you are a born-again believer, you are part of the body of Christ. Excuse me. Please do not tell me that you're not doing anything in the name of Christ. If everybody can come out the closet, what's wrong with us? I want you to think about King Darius signed a decree because some people pumped him up that he was all of this and all of that. And they said, make a decree in the laws of the Medes and the Persians that it cannot be changed nor altered, that for 30 days no one can pray to any god but you. Now they done gassed his head up real well, because they had worded, can't nobody pray to no other God but you. Can't nobody do anything else other than honor you. We would have been crying and scared and hiding, and we went in the closet. Say, well, the David said, go into the closet. That's in the New Testament. We was in the Old Testament, so it ain't even happened yet. At this time, Daniel, who's already survived 3 previous kings already, already gone through the ranks, already had to endure what he had to endure. And he's old now. And just because you're old don't mean you don't have to go to church. Don't mean you don't have to pray. Don't mean you don't have to honor God. He was old when he heard the decree. The Bible says that Daniel had oft time prayed 3 times a day. He would go into his window, open it up, and face Jerusalem and pray. And yet that's what he did after the decree was signed. See, some guys had came together and unified to do something wrong. But here's when wrong don't override right. Because no matter how many they are, you plus God is a majority. Yeah, I'm going to say that one all the time. No matter how many enemies working together, you plus God is a majority. There's no greater unity. That's like having, y'all remember Lucifer Rigno back in the day? Or maybe I need to come to Arnold Schwarzenegger, or one of these Mr. Olympian that has been around a long time. That's like getting him on a kid's tug-of-war team. Whoever side he on, they going to win. Pull with one hand the whole team. That's what it's like when we have God. God is the majority, period. If it was 1,000 of them, God still doesn't have to use but 2 fingers, because he is a majority. And so he wins. Amen. Let me get back to the text. Praise the name of the Lord. So he gave these 5 administration gifts: the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. He gave it to equip his people for works of service. God intends for us to do work of service. That means serving one another. That means finding a need and meeting it. That's ministry. So that the body of Christ, that's who we are. As born-again believers, we are now grafted in as the body of Christ. And I guarantee you, if you have ever injured your leg, you're going to do all that you can do to render support to that leg, whether you get crutches, a cane, use objects around you to get from one side of the room to the other. You're going to use your other members of the body to survive, to get around, to be able to move around. And that's what we need to do as the body of Christ, learn how to use one another to win the world, that we can accomplish the victory in God's name. And so they have a challenge on for us as believers. Amen, somebody. And let me go on and read again. So that the body of Christ may be built up, verse 13, until some of us. That isn't what it says. It says, until the ones in America. That ain't what it says. It says, until we all reach unity. All of us. Not some of us. Not just the white folks. Not just the black folks. Not the Asian folks only. Not just people that got money only. Not just people who've been saved and can speak in tongues and sing high notes and low notes. No. Until all of us. All of us, that's everyone, until we all reach the unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature. The ultimate goal for the Holy Spirit here, as he is the director for our maturity, as he guides us, and he is the one that accomplish our bodies to help us win the fight against the nature of sin within the body. And so the Holy Spirit comes in that we can win over the negative spirit in our area. So. We're part of that body for a purpose. You're here for a purpose. So until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, look in the mirror at yourself and say, grow up. Yeah? We have to grow up so that we'll do better by the things that God has given us to do. Amen, somebody. The Bible says here, become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Amen. And this last part, it says, then we will no longer be infants. Tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by every cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. In their deceitful scheming, instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become, in every aspect, the mature body of him who is, of him who is the head, that is Christ. Amen. And so I want that to marinate with you like some meat that's been seasoned for 24 hours. Won't you, at the end of this broadcast or sometime later on this evening or in the morning, go back and read this text one more time from Ephesians chapter 4, read through the 14th verse. Amen. And just allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you, to guide you, to just to give you the assurance that it is, number one, his desire for you to mature, because there's work for all of us to do, but we need a mature mind and a mature heart to do all that God wants us to do. Amen, somebody. So Verse 16 again, from him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. That's each part. I mean, all of us matter. You may only be the greeter. You're just as good and as important as the drummer. And you may be just the one they ask to open up in prayer. You're just as good and as important as the Sunday school teacher. And so because we are the body, we can no longer sit and decay. We can no longer sit and decay. We can no longer sit and decay. There were four leprous men at the gate of the city of Jerusalem. And as they were sitting out there at the gate, while they were being held captive on the inside of their gate, because their invading army was able to outnumber them. But these four men made up in their mind, listen, we can either go in the city and hopefully they have mercy on us, or we can go over here and hopefully they'll have mercy on us. But we need to do something. If we go over here, they may kill us. If we go over there, they may kill us. But for certainly, if we stay here, we certainly gonna die. See, unity is making up your mind to do what needs to be done and not allowing anything to stop you from accomplishing that which you was trying to build. Amen, somebody. And so as we focus on these things, we understand my life has meaning. I'm important to the kingdom of God. Therefore, I must be mindful about the kingdom. I must be helpful in the kingdom. I must do these things because these are the things, as we keep on reading, it says, grow and build itself in love as each part does its work. Grow and build itself up in love as each, glory to God, part does its work. Amen. Amen. And so that is our reading for this evening. Amen. Amen. And I pray that you got something from it. Amen. Now, anybody got a comment, press the 1, and I'll open up your mic before I play another track. Anybody have a comment, press 1. Well, I'm going to open up Ken's mic because he always has something to say.
Pastor Mont, well, first
yes,
off,
sir.
You were talking about what state we're from, and you were kind of joking and said, don't say from Ohio. Well, or what state we're in. Well, you didn't say what state we're from. I was going to say, well, actually, I was from Mount, let me think of that name real quick here. Mount Olympus.
Oh.
You know, on Mars. That's where I came from.
They say you're a Martian.
Yeah. So take me to your leader.
Oh, Lord. Thank you.
But actually, since I already know your leader, I guess we won't have no problem with that.
Charles, our leader. Charles, our leader.
Yeah. But I know our other leader, too. His name is Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right, I'll leave that. Leave the floor open for others.
Amen. All right. Anybody got any questions so far about unity or the power of unity? Amen. As it relates to being part of the body of Christ. Amen.
Hello, I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang.
And I'm Emily Barnum.
And we're Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio.
Keep your hands on the wheel.
And your eyes on the road.
And we support this program.
Here on the Six Eyes
Radio Network.
What is the church? Is the church a building? Is the church a pastor? Or the staff? Is the church the music? The tradition? Or the ministries? These are all good things, but they are not the church. Take them away, and the church is still here. Why? Because you are still here. The church is you. The church is you with a purpose. The church is you on a mission. The church is you with a plan. A simple plan to plug into God at a weekend service, to charge up in a small group community, to live out using your gifts and passions, and to pass on your faith to those who do not know Christ. When you and I live like this, all the things we used to do in church become things we do as the church. God desires it. The world needs it. And we are called to be it. What is the church? The church is you.
Amen. The church is you. It's so important that we understand that the Bible said, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so since our bodies being the temple or the dwelling place for the Holy Spirit, it's important for us not to grieve the Holy Spirit through disobedience, but to learn the Holy Spirit, learn to listen, learn to follow, so that we may fulfill purpose. All of us have one. The world call it destiny. You have one of those. But God designed it. God controls it. And the only way to truly fulfill it is when you let go and let God. And he will make the real difference. Amen. Well, we have come to the end of the program. There's much more, but I'm going to save some of this for another program. All month long, we're going to be dealing again with unity is necessary. We're going to talk about some other situations in the Bible where we see unity and how it was necessary. We're going to see unity as God can in corporate prayer, corporate fasting. We're going to see how God used that to have a great and mighty movement. And so we're going to see so many things concerning unity. Amen. And the body. Amen. Of Christ. Amen. So once again, all the mics are open. If there be any comments or any questions concerning tonight's topic, you're more than free to ask your question. All lines are open. All right.
Well, could I give a plug-in for this Thursday show?
Yes, sir. Just a second. And I was coming to you on that anyway. And so, well, if it be no comments, that means either I did a real good job in explaining it, or I did a real good job in putting you to sleep. In either case, I did a good job. So I'm happy. Yay. All right. At this time, we're going to ask Missionary Ken to come with programming information about other programming here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. We're also going to ask him to give our contribution information, where those of you that desire to continue to render support to this program, we thank you in advance. We thank you for your faithfulness, your past due faithfulness. And so we pray your continued support to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Thank you. And at this time, Missionary Ken.
All right. First off, about the other programs coming up, there are two special programs coming up this week, especially this Thursday and Friday, both at 9 p.m. Eastern. 10 which would be 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. All three, both programs. The first one on Thursday, the Jumbo Braille program, we are having, by request of a few listeners, a tag team message where one preacher hands the mic over to the next preacher, to the next preacher, to the next preacher, of the Six Eyes preachers, all four of them. Brother Dr. Doug Quick, Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, yours truly, Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, and Evangelist Timothy Gruber, all four of us, taking a mic in that order, will be speaking on Proverbs chapter 23, verse 2. You can look that up in advance so you know what we'll be speaking on. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 2. And we'll be speaking on that topic, what the Bible has to say, Proverbs 23, verse 2. And we'll be tag teaming it. It's very similar to what they do in wrestling, tag team. And then we'll have an open mic session at the end for questions and answers, if you have any questions or answers for the panel. And then on Friday, it's the last show, because there's going to be a new program moving into the Friday roster from the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show. So it'll be the last program, which is also our 5th year anniversary. We are also doing a tribute to Six's mother, all in one show. We ask you all to join us. Bring your memories of Mother Six. Also, hear some memories that we had of the last 5 years of the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show, and hear your memories as well. Once again, both of those at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then, of course, if you out there wish to keep programs just like this one on the air, there are several methods you may use. First off, for you PayPal users, go to PayPal, enter the email address, 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. For you Cash App users, you go to Cash App, you enter $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. Again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. And in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift. And we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you. The third option is for those who wish to send a check or money order. Send Brother Six an email requesting information on how to send a check or money order. You send it to 6i6@gmail.com, SIXEYES, digit number 6@gmail.com. In your subject line, put donation information requested. In the body of your email, ask him for information such as pay to and snail mail information, and he will reply to you with that information so that you can send a check or money order. And finally, if you wish to get a copy of this program or any other program here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, you go to the podcast section of your smartphone or tablet, type in Six Eyes Radio, that's SIXEYES space RADIO, and if you're an Android user, you go and you download iHeartRadio, that app, you download that, and then you'll be able to do the same thing, type in Six Eyes Radio, then you click on subscribe, and you'll have us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're looking forward to a wonderful programming the rest of the week. We look forward to the tag team from the Six Eyes Four Preachers. Amen. We're coming like the Four Horsemen. Amen. We thank God for that structure to bring us together, that we may share from our different perspective a common text. And I think the Lord will be pleased of our efforts. Again, any comments? All the lines are still open. We're going to take a good night call. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, once again, we thank you for joining us tonight, and we pray that something was said really did encourage you, cause you to be the better you than you were before. We always can grow. Amen. Always can improve. Always can get better. And so if we get better, let's teach others how to get better. Let's teach others how to get, how to just go with the moment and let God point you in the right direction and trust him that he's going to be there with you through the thick and the thin. Amen and amen. She said it's going to happen. Lord, as we listen to this last track by Jacqueline Carr, we thank you, Lord God. The song said it's going to happen. And so, Lord God, some things take some time to happen. And we just continue to pray your safety that's around us, Your hand to keep us and to guide us. And Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, that you would just have your way in us and through us. And as you do it, God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for choosing us. We love you today. Amen and amen. Once again, this has been another production of the Six Eyes Radio Network. God bless you and God keep you.